I mentioned how you can use your mindfulness. When you meditate, you use your mindfulness to observe the impermanence around you. Only through observing that, you are able to come to the right understanding that all these phenomena, including our body and our mind. Now, in the book called Visuddhimagga, written by Buddha Gautama in the 1st or 2nd century, which is more than 2,000 years ago, Buddha Gautama mentioned there are 10 different ways you can observe impermanence. First, you observe that there are impermanent things in the hand, they are not able. Secondly, you observe that they actually destroy whatever you think you see, you begin to destroy. And the third, you can observe that it's always moving. It's always moving. It is moving, it's in unknown. And the fourth, you observe that it is not only destroyed, when it's destroyed, it is never the same again. Just like you, when you see the building of the worship center, when it was destroyed, it collapsed, it just becomes rubble. It's not the same again. Then, fifth, when you observe this in common, you know that it is not eternal. That is the same meaning as impermanent. It is not eternal. And the sixth, when you observe that it is always changing and changing non-stop. So our body has this characteristic. Our body is impermanent, our body is always moving, and our body is always changing. From young until old, our body is always changing. Then, number seven, it is not. It is not firm. Okay, in the sense that there are many. It is made out of different elements within our body. Therefore, it is not firm. That's the meaning. Okay. And the next one, it is not to our benefit. We always think that our body, we own the body, and the body belongs to us, and therefore it should bring us benefit. But we know body actually don't really bring us benefit. We might not understand this fully. We might think that this body brings us benefit. Not really. The body actually brings us harm. So it's not benefiting. And number nine. Body is a condition. That's the word. It's condition. What is the meaning of condition? The body is being conditioned by the air that we breathe. The body is conditioned by the water that we need to drink. The body is conditioned by the food that we need to consume. So therefore, it's condition. And lastly, the body is subject to death. Nobody is happening in the ocean. So if you think of these 10 ways, you think about incarnation, these 10 different ways, is able to understand the impermanence. Then, not only you understand these 10 different ways of the body, you also understand your feeling, your perception, your mental fabrication, and also your consciousness. They are also in these 10 different ways, each and every one in these 10 ways, you can see the impermanence, you can understand, you gain the right understanding about impermanence. So therefore, in total, there are 50 ways of understanding impermanence. And you observe impermanence whenever you are encounter something, wherever you are, whenever you are, you don't need to be really meditating. You can observe from the little things around you. When you go to the toilet, you urine, then you observe. Ah, just now I drink Milo and now become urine. You know, it's changing. It's distorted. Okay. So you can see that it is there. It is not firm. It's destroyed. It's not the same. It's moving. And then it is not eternal. All these things you can, it's conditioned. So when you look at that, you will realize all this, with all these 10 different ways helping us. Of course, Buddha Gotha is a very brilliant commentator. He actually did a summary. He did a summary of all these, all the past practitioners, how they practice, and they realize the truth of Arahant. And the second thing we need to realize is, if it is impermanent, can you claim that the body is me? Then the Buddha Gotha, he summarized it into, there are 5 different ways you can look at your body, and you can come to the right understanding and conclude that it is not me, non-self. Number one, he says, it's empty, it's not there. It's empty. Number two, it becomes non-existent. And number three, it is hollow. And number four, it is bored. It is as though your enemy. This is a bit hard to understand. So, you must understand from the way the enemy, how the enemy wanted to shoot us. Enemy will kill you and destroy you. Therefore, you should be an enemy. And lastly, it is non-self. It is not me. Not self. Not me. So, with these 5 ways, you can realize non-self, or not self, or not me. So, with these 5 ways, and if you look at the 5 aggregates, body, feeling, perception, mental fabrication, or karma, formation, and consciousness, then you will realize 5 aggregate with the 5 ways of realizing non-self. Therefore, there are 25 different ways of understanding non-self. But my method is very simple. I understand like this. whenever I sit there, I investigate first of all whether it's me. If it is me, I should have control over it. This is what Buddha taught in one text. I always do this method. And Buddha got started with me. If it is me, you should have control over it. If it's me, how come I get heart problems? My mind wish to be well, wish to be healthy. But how come my body don't listen to my commands? So simple. You can tell it is not me. This is the most effective way Buddha has mentioned in one of the texts in the Samyutta Nikaya. And this text, Buddha says, if it's you, you should want the body this way, and the body will listen. And you will like the body that way, and the body will listen. And the body will bend according to your wishes. But the body doesn't. It will go its own way. Body slowly develop, and one of these days, the body just drop it. And the foolish people think, oh, my body died, oh, I died. Who died? It is a phenomenon. It's not your body. The enlightened one, the Arahant and the Buddha, have already given up ownership on their body. Only the stupid one keeps claiming, it's my body, it's my body. So yesterday I mentioned, where do you faith? If you know it is impermanent, you base your mind on mindfulness. You keep watching. When you have mindfulness in the body, you have no fear of the body. You just let it down. Whether you want it anyway, whether your mind will think of any way, the body anyhow also down. One day. No matter how you will start, so what are you worried about? The body dying? Don't worry about it. What are you worried about? The body having a heart attack? My heart is no good. What are you worried about? My body is having cancer disease. What are you worried about? This is why there was a monk, young monk. During Buddha time, he only become monk for a few months. Very young, in his 20s, when he became sick, and then he cannot move, he lying on his, in his coffin, in his heart, he can't move. He's about to die. So the other monk, he can come in, when you ask. Going to tell Buddha, Buddha, there is a monk there in the heart that he is in the eye. Please have compassion for me. Please don't see him. And Buddha just keep out. And Buddha wait and wait until this monk left only about half an hour. His life. Buddha know exactly the time. And Buddha wait. Together with the three monks. And this young boy here coming, and the young boy is not here. He can take the flower and throw me. Then to the family, since I look at you, since you are resurfaced, did you not follow the precept I gave you? No, I follow your precept. Then why are you regretting? I regret I'm too young that I'm dying. I still have not much time to practice. Oh, if that's okay, then you listen to me carefully. Are you ready? Yes. Do you have eyes? Yes. Do you have ears? Yes. Do you have nose?
Yes.
Do you have mouth?
Yes.
Do you have a body?
Yes.
Do you have a mind?
Yes.
Can your eyes see?
Yes.
Can your ears hear?
Yes.
Can your nose smell?
Yes.
Can your tongue eat?
Yes.
Can your body move?
Yes.
Can your mind think?
Yes.
When your eyes see, do you have feeling of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral?
Yes.
Everyone. He also has a true feeling, no body, tongue, body, mind, all the true feeling, everyone you ask for this. Then Buddha says, when your eyes see, do you have eye consciousness?
Yes.
Do you have ear consciousness?
Yes.
Nose consciousness?
Yes.
Tongue consciousness?
Yes.
Body consciousness?
Yes.
Mind consciousness?
Yes.
That's it for me. Now, when you die, now you only left a little bit of time. When you die, you say, I feel okay?
No.
You say, you feel okay?
No.
No, everything is no.
No, I feel okay?
No. And everything is no. When your eyes see, can you see have the true feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral?
No.
He also, all this no. Then, do you see have eye consciousness?
No.
And everything also no. And this is property. Now this long only left about maybe 2 minutes left. On the head. 1 month. This is my teaching. Think carefully. You will have benefit in this life and the next life. Then you get up and walk away. And this time only left maybe 1 minute life. I'm going to die soon, maybe. How can it even have my body? Straight away you come to this conclusion. And when I die, my mind also don't know. It's not my mind as well. We came up both. To give up the ownership of both instantly became Arahant. And when he became Arahant, he died. His whole body transformed. He gave our mind any longer the body, and that's all we did. And because he gave up the ownership of the body, his body became healthy. He became so young, like 16, 17 years old. And then he died. Other monks saw him.
Hey,
strange. He looks like he's not sick. He looks like sleeping. But he's not breathing. He's no more breath. Then he saw this thing every day. Then he did that again. These monks, they're all busy ones. Not yet again. The busy body ones. So they named the Buddha. The Buddha, I heard the monk, he died already. But he... His body changed. He looked like a young person, teenager like that. He said that, all for the devil. And Buddha said, oh, that one is a real jewel. He's a real precious jewel. He became an Arahant. He's so simple, he doesn't need medicine. To have right understanding when we become Arahant. Sometimes we are not, if we are not being forced to the right way to the end, we will make an effort. When you are being forced right to the end, then you make an effort. In 1999, I was very sick in Johor Bahru. I went to see a doctor. Indian doctor, and he do an ultrasound here. I just finished ultrasound, he told me, the liver is swollen. and he saved me from instantly. My body became cold from the head right down to the toes. Instantly cold. I was trembling. I was lying on the paper, instantly cold, frozen. They cannot be told that I cannot be a human physician. I cannot be a human physician. So later on, I went to Taiwan to check. And the doctor told me I had 5 years left. And I did nothing now. So I said, well, since I had 5 years, I will do my education. I came out here and did my education. If you put in the effort, until somebody announce to you your death sentence, you're going to have so much time left, then you will know. You will put in the effort. Many people are like that. Then, also, to contemplate about suffering, there are 25 different ways. It's very long, but I'll mention that. When you contemplate about suffering, number one, you, when you suffer, you know it's suffering. Number two, when you are sick, you know it's suffering. And number three, when you have a area that is in your body that is rotten, okay, you know it's suffering. You know, especially some area that is rotten, you know. You know. And then, when you have been hit by an arrow, you know it's a suffering. And number five, when it is no good, when you have been having something very bad in your body, you know it's suffering. And number six, when you have some sickness which is not curable, incurable sickness, you know. Or when you have some difficulty, you know you are suffering. Or when you meet some, not only difficulty, when you meet some misfortune, you know you are suffering. What is misfortune? People can't talk about you like my death. Even though you treat people nicely, people can't talk about you like that. You should know it. Number nine. When you have not only misfortune, when you have things which is not very favorable happen, you know it's suffering. And then when you know not only unfavorable thing, you also know this is going to bring some obstacles, then you know it's suffering. And number 11, when you know you can't protect it, okay? It is not your refuge. It's not your refuge. When you run to a place into your refuge, you know you have no future, but it's not your refuge. This is refuge. Important. Who is your new refuge? And then next one, number 12. It is not a place whereby you can avoid trouble. Okay? You always think this body is our refuge. This body is where we avoid trouble. We get more trouble from this body. Number 13. It's not a place where you will be protected. You can see what? You think you'll be protected? No, you'll get harmed. And number 14. You know, this is changing. Therefore, it's suffering. And number 15. You know, this is a group of problems.
in the root of problems.
Number 16.
You know, this is like an executor.
All this property
eventually will be executed by the law of God.
You think it over whether it's true or not. Number 17. You know, this body is like a vessel which is moving out. Is it true or not? Every day it's moving out urine and feces. And if you got somewhere rotten, it's moving out. And number 18.
This body is a fruit of the Mara.
It's a fruit of the Satan in Christian world. Isn't it? Mara is sitting on this. When you die, you take your body. You come and take your body that is still having your life. It's a fruit of Mara. And then number 19.
This body is subject to birth. Birth is suffering. This body is subject to
old age.
Old age is suffering.
Number 21.
This body is subject to sickness.
Sickness is suffering.
This body is subject to
worry.
Worry is suffering. And this body is subject to
fear.
Fear is suffering. This body is subject to sadness.
Sadness is suffering. Lastly,
this body is a mixture of many things. This body is a mixture of different things in there. How can it be pure? It is pure. When it is impure, it is suffering. 25.
So, when you can see this 25 thing, if you look at your own body, you will see that
this body is high
heaven. It's high, like a beehive.
It's
full of suffering in there. When you can think about things like that, your mind always tune in to Dharma. If you can always tune your mind to Dharma, you can be sure you are progressing along the path. Buddha says so more. Otherwise, you're not progressing. So with this 25 way of looking at suffering, then the 5 aggregate body, feeling, perception, mental fabrication or karma formation and consciousness, and then there will be 125 ways of suffering. So with this, if you look at this diary, it's in the time.